Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Billy Cowan. Batting second, the shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting third, the right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Bobby Klaus. Batting eighth, the catcher, Jimmy Schaefer. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Tom Parsons. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Parsons. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Jimmy Stewart. Batting second, the center fielder, Doug Clemens. Batting third, the right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth, the catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ellsworth. And now, play ball. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cowan strikes out. 1 out. Roy McMillan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joe Christopher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Christopher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Stewart hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Clemens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klaus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ernie Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parsons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger misplays the ball. That's an error on Kessinger. Smith moves to second. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith scores. Swoboda moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Cubs. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Klaus takes first base on ball 4. Swoboda moves to third. Hickman moves to second. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Swoboda scores. Hickman moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Mets, two, Cubs, two. Tom Parsons is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Parsons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets two, and the Cubs two. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Beckert hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ellsworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Mets two, and the Cubs two. The Mets will come to bat. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cowan is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowan hits a fly ball into center field. Clemens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground into left field. Stewart picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Stewart. McMillan moves to second. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 1 in the game. Christopher hits a fly ball into center field. Clemens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Klaus reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clemens is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemens is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 1 in the game. Swoboda hits a fly ball into center field. Clemens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hickman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Schaefer is 0 for 1 in the game. Schaefer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Klaus moves to third. Tom Parsons is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Parsons is 0 for 1 in the game. Parsons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Santo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Bailey moves to second. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cowan is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. McMillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Christopher is 0-for-2 in the game. Christopher hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Christopher moves to third. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Smith. The throw from Bailey and he is safe. Smith steals second. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Swoboda is 0-for-2 in the game. Swoboda hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Ellsworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellsworth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. Stewart is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Clemens is 0-for-2 in the game. Clemens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parsons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hickman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hickman strikes out. 1 out. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Klaus is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Klaus hits a fly ball into center field. Clemens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Schaefer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schaefer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Cubs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bailey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bailey is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Beckert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Swoboda. Beckert reaches second base with a double. Gordy Richardson now pitching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger is walked intentionally. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ellsworth is 0 for 2 in the game. Ellsworth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Danny Napoleon pinch hits for Gordy Richardson. Danny Napoleon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Napoleon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cowan is 0 for 3 in the game. Cowan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McMillan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Beinerth now pitching. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stewart is 0 for 3 in the game. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Clemens is 0 for 3 in the game. Clemens hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Stewart moves to third. Larry Miller now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Christopher. Williams reaches second base with a double. Stewart scores. Clemens moves to third. It's 5-2, Cubs. Gary Kroll now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks strikes out. 1 out. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Clemens scores. Williams moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 6-2, Cubs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bailey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a fly ball into left field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams tags and scores. Santo tags and moves to second. 2 outs. It's 7-2, Cubs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Beckert is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Beckert hits a fly ball into left field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Christopher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Christopher hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Swoboda is 0-for-3 in the game. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 0-for-3 in the game. Ellsworth hits a fly ball into left field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stewart is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops it up and throws to first, with Kroll covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hickman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hickman hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Stewart. Hickman reaches second base with a double. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Klaus is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Klaus strikes out. One out. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Schaefer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schaefer hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Canizaro pinch hits for Gary Kroll. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Canizaro hits a fly ball into center field. Clemens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.